The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's our last show before Thanksgiving. Tony, what are you thankful for?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. The people who take time out of their lives every day to watch our show.
Nice try. I'm thankful for the antibiotics and painkiller I got, because, Tony, I got a foot thing, and if I get droopy or if I just start saying crazy stuff before the end of the show, it's on you after that. I don't know what I'll be doing
don't
in about
worry about a thing.
T-minus 20 you. Minutes.
I got you. Don't worry. Right. Welcome to the PTI Thanksgiving special, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bills and Titans lose, Michigan State and Oregon lose, and we celebrate a series of losers in our turkeys of the year. But we begin today with the Chiefs blanketing the Cowboys. The score was only 19-9, but the game had the feel of something more lopsided. The Chiefs intercepted Dak Prescott twice, sacked him five times. That's the Chiefs' fifth win in their last six games. Wilbon, how do you feel about the Chiefs after this win over the Cowboys?
Tony, I guess you could ask that question among a million other people who act as know-it-alls on television, and they give you some real answer about the Chiefs are communicating better on defense, and they're doing this better, and they're doing this better, and they've come together now. You're not going to get that from me. I don't understand Jack. Neither do they. They're just much smarter about it, and they can make it sound like they understand more. I don't understand anything, because the Chiefs could go out and lose like every other team in the NFL, three of the next four, right, or at least two of the next three. I don't know what to make of the Cowboys or the Chiefs, because people have already crowned each of them. So then they uncrowned them, and I'm not going to crown them back. I'm going to leave that to people who come up with these reasons. What about you?
Okay, so I respect the fact that early on you were very dismissive of the Chiefs. And it's your phrase, dynasty of one. And I listened to it, and I did not vehemently disagree with it. So it makes me feel a little odd with what I'm going to say now. I'm looking around trying to fall in love with teams that might get to the Super Bowl. And right now, today, and just today, not next Sunday, just today, I think the Chiefs might get to the Super Bowl. And I think Arizona might get to the Super Bowl. But by Monday morning, I may feel completely different. I'm impressed with the fact that they've won five out of six. The only one better than that right now is New England, which has won five out of five. You know, I'm a little hesitant to go all in because they're 4-0 against the NFC East, which is a division only has one team with a winning record, and that was a team they beat yesterday. They're 3-4 against the rest of the league. I will say that their defense by the numbers, Mike, seems to have improved. They stunk at the beginning. They were a sieve. They gave up 27 or more in their first seven games. And in the last four, Mike, they've given up 17, 7, 14, and 9, which is wonderful defense. That's 47 points for four. But much like you, I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me. And what I told you on your podcast this morning was that's the fun of the NFL season, this season. So I don't want people to try to ruin it and tell me, oh, we now know because this guy moved and they're playing too deep. And No. You don't know. And nobody wants to say we don't know, because the NFL has ever really been like this, Tony. We can say it. Good for us. That's the fun of this NFL season. You know when you said you're looking around trying to fall in love? I wasn't one of those guys. I wasn't a 2 a.m. guy. I want to fall instantly and not think about it. I don't want to look around and try. And that's what we're doing now. Who's good? Who's good? Maybe nobody.
Yeah.
Two AFC teams many thought were good, put on awful performances yesterday. The Bills got blowed out at home by the Colts as Jonathan Taylor ran for a 185 and five touchdowns. And the Titans somehow got picked apart by Houston. Tony, what do these losses do to your understanding of the AFC?
So let me start with Tennessee and our dear friend, Booger McFarland, notwithstanding. Because he came on this show last Thursday and he said he thought Tennessee might be the best team in the NFL. That loss is horrendous. You can't lose to Houston. They have two absolutely dreadful losses, to Houston and to the Jets. So it's very hard for me to take them seriously. And I am not one of those people who believed, as Booger did, that you could go merrily rolling along and lose Derrick Henry. I don't believe that. Let me get to Buffalo for a second. Buffalo's loss yesterday wasn't that terrible. Indianapolis is a pretty good team. But Buffalo's lost 2 out of 3, and I believe the last loss was to Jacksonville. That's a terrible loss. Absolutely terrible. If you look at Buffalo, if Josh Allen isn't having a really good game, what else do they have? I think he got 209 yards passing yesterday, was picked 2 times. That's not good enough. That's just not good enough. I think he's been picked 5 times in the last three games. I look at those teams, and Mike, this is why today I fell in love with Kansas City, because other teams are disappointing.
Let me throw a team in there, Tony, that had a spectacular win yesterday by 2 or 3 points. I forget, even though I was there. The Baltimore Ravens, I'm going to stay in the AFC, who played with a JV. They got everybody sick. They could be hugging commodes for all I know. They got everybody sick. They flew to Chicago. They went to Soldier Field with the wind swirling around. You could get to hold your hair on if you had any. And they beat the sorry Bears and Matt Nagy, who was as dreadful yesterday as a coach as any coach you've ever seen on a sideline in the NFL. The Ravens with a JV team, Tony, no Jackson, nobody you know. They won that game, and they stayed afloat in a division I don't know what to make of any either, with Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. But the Ravens were impressive, while those other teams we mentioned were the opposite.
Well, my problem with the Ravens is very simple. That's what? The way they win all the time. They go way to the end, and then they figure out how to win.
No
San Diego, or whatever they're being called this year,
San Diego
had to have a miracle pass at the end of a game against Pittsburgh, a sort of an average team. You mentioned Cincinnati and Cleveland. Please stop. I mean, don't do that. Indianapolis at one point was 0-2, and they're getting better. Wentz is getting better, and their running back is a beast. He's taken over for Derrick Henry. But I think we both agree on this one phrase. At the moment, we are confused. We are confused
totally,
as to who's good
confused.
And who's not.
Yeah.
Two highly ranked college football teams, Oregon and Michigan State, you talk about other pro teams getting blowed out. Ooh. They got blowed out on Saturday. Number 3, Oregon, was down 28-0 at the half to Utah, at Utah, lost 38-7. If you think 28-0 at the half sounds bad, what do you give me for 49-0? Number 7, Michigan State, down 49-0 at the half to Ohio State, lost 56-7. Wilbon, who had the worst loss?
Did Mel Tucker sign that deal yet? That one the boosters were going to give him? Did he sign it? I don't think he signed it. That would mean the answer to the question is Michigan State. By the way, so I'm sitting watching my own team not get blown up. We were beaten. Watching Northwestern and Wrigley Field lose to Purdue. And there's a text coming through. Matthew's sitting next to me. He says, Dad, who's texting you during a game like this? And I said, that would be Uncle Tony. He's going to report on the Michigan State score. Sure enough, there it is. There it is, Matthew. Read the text from Uncle Tony that says, what, at the half? That's how we found out, your text. Thank you very much. The worst loss was Michigan State. Because, Tony, look, we thought this was a crazy story and an excessive story Thursday, Friday, whenever we talked about it. Mel Tucker, who I like and root for when they're not playing purple, that they were offering $400 million for 50 years. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Yeah.
Oregon doesn't matter. Yeah. Oregon, they weren't going to get there anyway. You had already canceled out the whole Pac-12 by Labor Day, and you were right. So it doesn't matter what Oregon was going to do. I told you they were going to lose to Utah anyway. The answer is Michigan State.
Okay, we're going to disagree on that, but let me get to Mel Tucker. And let me just, I just hope Mel Tucker has direct deposit for that $95 million. I hope it's in that account already. Because when you coach against Ohio State 2 years in a row and you lose 52-12 and 59-7, you might be a little bit overpaid. So I hope that money is there. Here's where we're going to disagree. To me, this is no contest. Michigan State was a 19.5-point underdog, which meant that everybody thought they'd be beaten badly. Maybe not this badly, but they'd be beaten badly. The surprise would have been if Michigan State won that game being
true,
that kind of an
true
underdog.
Enough, true
Michigan
enough.
State was a bad team last year, a surprise team this year at 9-1. Oregon's not a surprise good team. They won the Pac-12 last
which
year.
Which means what?
Oregon
what do you say
went
that
into
means?
Utah. Oregon was a 2.5-point underdog. Oregon stunk. against a team with three losses. Oregon took out the whole conference. There will be no playoff teams for the Pac-12.
Right.
The Big Ten's getting in, Mike. The winner of Michigan, Ohio State is going to get in.
Yeah.
Oh, they're getting in. The winner of that game is going to get in. So, I mean, to me, the worst loss by far is Oregon because of all the ramifications.
Yeah, but you,
the surprise
would have
been a Michigan State one.
You counted out the Pac-12
in
the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
So what surprise? What? They were never going
anywhere.
I'm
going to give you four teams, Mike.
What?
Mike, Georgia is in no matter what happens against Alabama.
Probably,
the winner to me of Ohio State and Michigan is in no matter what.
Ohio State's going to win.
I'm telling you right now, Cincinnati, if they're undefeated, they're in no matter what.
They
and then
be.
The question becomes, is it going to be Alabama because they either beat Georgia or lost close to Georgia? Or
Alabama.
Does Notre Dame sneak in at the bottom because their only loss is to a team that's in the playoffs and undefeated?
They'll be like Michigan State.
Form.
They'll get crushed. You can't
let
them in.
We'll
the two times they've been in, they've been crushed. Forget Notre Dame.
Doesn't matter. Hope springs eternal in South Bend. Let's take a break.
Not here.
Coming up, are the Seahawks' struggles a sign that their title window has closed?
Doesn't spring eternal 92 miles north of South Bend, where I grew up?
That's right.
Does LeBron deserve to be suspended for last night's exchange, if you want to call it that, with Isaiah Stewart? Somebody got the word to that exchange. Yeah, somebody got the
word. I yell at you thinking you can hear me because you're thousands of miles away. Everybody says you don't have to yell, but
667 miles away. That's all.
You may as well be on the moon, as far as I know. So I'm yelling.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's mail time. You take time out of your lives to write us questions. We think that's weird, but we answer two of them anyway. Let me see what's
mail
first
time.
Here. Does it feel to you like the end of an era for the Seahawks?
Tony, it did. I say did instead of does because I'm referring back to not only the loss, not even the loss, but Pete Carroll's reaction in his media availability immediately afterward. Pete Carroll answers a couple of questions. He's in total despair. He walks off. He comes back in his street clothes, answers a few more questions. But all he says essentially is, I'm in despair. I don't know how to handle this. I've never lost like this. We've never lost like this. I don't know what to do. This stinks. I am just in despair. And I thought, you know what? This is real. Pete Carroll's not an actor. He's not a drama queen. He's not a guy who goes to the lectern and just says all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah. I think it is, and Russell Wilson's not playing well yet. Maybe he needs another week. Maybe there's time, Tone, but it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, I don't want to get carried away because what we've seen this year is you take one step forward and two steps back or two steps forward and one step back.
True.
So 3 weeks from now, it could be different. But they are 3-7. They are 1-4 at home. The last time they were four games under 500 was 2011. And it feels to me like a lost cause. You mentioned Russell Wilson. I know he's coming back from an injury. He's passing at 52%. That's not good enough. 13 points in two games and no touchdown passes. And that's not good enough.
No.
So maybe they should have thought about when he said, get me out of here. I don't want to be here anymore. Maybe that would have been the best solution. Seattle has been a powerful team. In order for them to get to 500, Mike, they got to go 6-1. They're not going to go 6-1.
But you know what? In today's NFL, they could. They could. Pete Carroll's a good coach. Ooh. They could do it.
They got two of the next four games of the 49ers and the Rams,
okay.
Mike.
All right.
Take this one all the way to the end of the bell. Does LeBron deserve to be suspended for his flagrant two on Isaiah Stewart?
It's not the flagrant two. And I know it's easy for me to say when a guy's face is bloodied like this. Isaiah Stewart gets hit by LeBron's fist, it looks like, closed hand, something, cuts his eye. Look, LeBron is not a dirty player. I must declare that. No one thinks LeBron James is a dirty player because he's been in the league 143 years and he's got no reputation for such. But Tony, what angered me about this was LeBron James, who comments every day publicly on everything in public life, every political move, every cultural move, everybody's life. LeBron is on Instagram. He's commenting. And he left the building without saying anything publicly about that? No. That's a bad move. LeBron James to me is known for two things: his greatness and the fact that in public, LeBron never screws up. I don't want to hear people say that when he chose his teams, when he made the move to Miami, I don't want to hear that was a screw-up, because it wasn't. LeBron makes the right decision more than anybody in public life in sports. LeBron James. This was a bad move. This was a mistake.
Would you suspend
him? I don't know
him?
Whether he'll own it or not.
Would you suspend him? That's the question. Would you?
You know, Tony, if the suspension is not levied and he comes out and says something meaningful, you don't leave that building without saying, hey, you guys know me. I did not do this on person. I'm sorry for hitting this kid in the eye. I'm sorry for that. I'm going to reach out and talk to him. Then I probably wouldn't suspend him. But absent of that, yeah. And that means sitting down in Madison Square Garden. LeBron James too good for this. He's too important. When you're the face of the league, don't tell me you're the GOAT. If you can't publicly address this situation like you address everything in the world, don't want to hear it.
So I don't think he's a dirty player either, but that was deliberate. You could see that was deliberate, and that blood was real. I'm sure he didn't expect that to happen, but that blood was real.
Yeah.
Having said all that, and having to also say it happened in Detroit, which is a nightmare, having said all that, one thing was good, which was that there was no brawl at all, and everybody tried to contain that kid. But boy, oh boy, Mike, and I'm not making any judgments on his character, but he was trying time and time.
He's going away for several games.
And I think he's got to sit for 3 to 5
at
games
least.
On that.
I agree with that, Tony.
I think he does.
I hope he's okay. And I hope, you know, he feels okay. And I hope he didn't have to have 40 stitches to close his eyebrow. Yeah. But man, you come on now. I mean, LeBron James. LeBron James is too important to the league to walk out back. Don't leave Anthony Davis to do your bidding like that publicly. You're LeBron James.
Enough
we
email.
Care what you think and
Let's
say.
Let's take one last break.
Speak up.
Still to come, do the Giants pose any threat to Tom Brady and the Bucs tonight?
And who will win our title of Turkey of the Year this year?
I'm going to try and put on a costume. I'm going to try.
No, don't do
that. I don't know if it's going to work. No, I'm going to try. Bonnie wants me to try. I'm going to try.
Bonnie had her moment in the sun in the 20th anniversary special. Too late now. That's enough.
Yeah.
You know, sit there in your shirt and tie. I don't have anything on today.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We only have one show this week, so we're skipping the happies in order to bring you our turkeys of the year. Mike, tell them our criteria.
Gobble, gobble. No criteria, Tony.
That's right. We're winging it. Get it? Turkeys have wings. Let's roll, Bussy. Let's start everything off with a bang, if we could. This is Rob Refsnyder, wall walloper. Twin center fielder, tried to track down a deep fly at Camden Yards, had zero awareness of the wall. Grounds crew commemorated the incident with tape.
That's cold. That's so brutal.
Will Craig, force out forgetter. Javi Baez started running back to home on a ground out. Craig followed him instead of stepping on first. The Pirates demoted him after this and left for Korea a few weeks later.
And we want Javi back in Chicago. We want Javi back. He plays like that.
Really?
Mr. Excitement.
Speaking of your boy, Javi Baez, game-winning groaner, home fan humiliator when Baez was with the Cubs, he celebrated a walk-off homer by rowing Reds reliever Amir Garrett off the field. They had beef
and
with the Mets.
Down.
He celebrated a home run, thumbs down to the home fans.
Hates the Mets
Let's
fans.
Let's go to the pitch. William Yarbrough, own goal gaffer. Colorado Rapids goalie was a bit too casual here with a pass from a teammate, don't you think?
Where's he playing now?
That was bad, pal.
Is he in Romania?
Sticking with absent-minded net-minding, Linus Ullmark, game-gifter. Bruins goalie tried to catch New York on a shift change in OT, got burned as Alex Lafreniere intercepted the puck. Easy goal, overtime win. Jimmy Butler, flagrant flopper. Okay, some contact, but Butler tried to sell it. Tape don't lie, baby. Your account, Robot.
He's in those uniforms. Those uniforms have been put to pasture because that acting move didn't work. That was good by Jimmy Butler.
Spencer Boyd's pit crew, remiss refuelers. Boyd drove for a bit until the can came off. Everything spilled out. Even a safety crew member fell down. Look at this.
Oh, I pulled away with the gas thing in the car on
Democracy. Carson Wentz, panic passer. This was the worst. Left-handed lollipop. Simply awful.
That's the one game they lost, too, out of the last five or six, right?
Awful.
That's the one loss.
Awful. Matthew Stafford, twirling tosser. Oh, no, almost as bad as Wentz.
It's
I may
just
be wrong
bad.
On this guy, Wilbon.
It's even worse.
I may be bad. No, it's not
worse.
Well,
he lost a lot of games in Detroit. I saw those. Apparently, you did.
Teddy Bridgewater, impact evader. Bridgewater caught a lot of heat for not sticking his nose into the fray to try and stop Darius Slay on a fumble recovery.
Doesn't get paid to do that. He did exactly what he should.
Novak Djokovic, medalist meltdowner. He had a very bad exit from the Olympics. No Grand Slam because of the U.S. Open loss. No Golden Slam because the Olympics lost. Maybe no Australian because he doesn't believe in vaccination.
Makes you happier than
Kings
any other turkey we've had
VIP
on screen.
Vomiter. An overserved fan sitting courtside expressed his opinion of the Kings' season so far. As soon as Luke Walton saw this, he should have known his time was up. You can smell
that's
it
a
from
nice
here.
Move by Jordan Clarkson. Nice face. What are you wearing, dude? Really?
See if you can
get that. See if
on.
You can get that to Lake Forest. Get the coach there to wear that outfit. Because
Let's go to the big finish. Speaking of Luke Walton, the Kings fired Luke Walton. Does that make sense?
Yeah, their record hasn't been good. People have expectations of the Kings this year. Alvin Gentry coming in. I don't know what they got. Taylor Heinicke and the football team beat Cam Newton and the Panthers in Charlotte. Is that significant?
Taylor Heinicke is becoming a folk hero in Washington. He's a beloved player. People really like him. Florida fired Dan Mullen. Was that deserved?
Dan Mullen, the Florida alums and the Texas alums, they're the most bizarre, undeserving of a good coach in America states. Because all their boosters and alums are just whack jobs. Tiger shared a video of him hitting balls with the caption, "Making progress." What do you make of that?
Okay, this sleeve is a little bit off-putting, but he turns his shoulder, he hits the ball. That's far greater than I thought I would see in this period of time. It makes me optimistic that one day he'll play again, maybe not on the tour, but at least play again. Last one, Monday Night Football, Giants at Bucks. Are you smelling upset?
Yeah, why not? There's no rhyme or reason. I mean, the Golden Boy and the Buccaneers haven't been great every week. What the hell? Giants beat the champs. Why not?
I don't think so. I don't think so. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Underneath this turkey suit is Tony Kornheiser.
I don't think so either, but it sounded better that way. I'm Mike Wilbon. We're off till Monday. Knuckleheads, have a great Thanksgiving. Shout out to the Northwestern Field Hockey National Championship team. Now, to get you set for Monday night, here's Susie Culver and the Countdown Crew.
Arthur Mason, shout out. Play golf with him.